24th of June 2024. Mateshwari. Original date 1965. Imbibe the virtue of purity and continue to follow the directions of the director, and you will go into the deity kingdom. Sweet elevated versions of Jagadamba Ma to be read in morning class. Om Shanti. This world is called a play. Call it a drama, a play, or a game, it is the same thing. A play is just one story, and it has many subplots within it, but there is just one story. In the same way, this is an unlimited world drama. It is also called a play in which we are all actors. Since we are all actors, we must know everything about the play, about which story it begins with, where our parts in it began, and where they finish. And from time to time, which actors have what parts to perform, then who the director and creator is, and who has the hero and heroine parts in it, at which time. We have to have the knowledge of all of these things. It won't do to just speak about the play. It is a play and we are all actors in this play. If someone is an actor in this drama, and we ask him what the story of it is, where it begins, where it ends, and if he says he doesn't know, what would you say to that? That he doesn't know even this much, and yet he calls himself an actor. An actor must know everything about that play. Since the play has a beginning, it must also definitely have an end. It isn't that because it has begun, it will continue all the time. All of these things have to be understood. The creator of this unlimited play knows how this play has begun, who the main actors in it are, and, out of all the actors, who has the hero and heroine parts? The Father explains all of these things. Those who come to class and listen to this knowledge every day understand and know who the first director and creator is. The Supreme Soul would be called the creator, but he too is an actor. What act does he perform? Of being the director. He only comes once and becomes an actor. He has become the director and is acting. He says, I act at the beginning of this play. How? I create the new world, which is called the new world, the purified golden aged world. All of you actors who are imbibing purity and following the directions of the director are now being purified. The cycle of many births will then continue through you actors. The cycle of many births will then continue through you actors. Only the Father explains that those human beings who have become pure now will go into the deity kingdom in their next births. That kingdom continues for two ages as the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty kingdoms. And then when the parts of the Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty actors finish, there is a fall. That is, they go onto the path of sin. Then it is the turn of other religions. Abraham, Buddha, then Christ. all those founders of religions come down number-wise and establish their own religions. So, look where the story of the play begins and where it ends, and how all those other by-plots are enacted in between. He sits and explains all of that. Now, this play is about to end. Other plays finish after 3 hours, whereas this play continues for 5,000 years. A few years now remain, and we are now making preparations for that. This play will end and then repeat again. All of this explanation should be in your intellects. This is called knowledge. Now see how the Father has come and is creating the new Bharat and the new world. When Bharat was new, the world was not so large. Now that Bharat is old, the world is also old. The Father comes and makes Bharat, which is the imperishable land, into our ancient land. It is called a country because it is a part of all other countries. However, there was in fact one kingdom of Bharat over the whole world, over the whole of the earth. It was called Ancient Bharat. The Bharat of that time is remembered as the Golden Sparrow. There was the rule of Bharat over the whole earth. There was one kingdom and one religion. At that time there was complete happiness, but that no longer exists. This is why the Father says, "There will be destruction of this, and I am creating one kingdom, one religion, the same new ancient Bharat, the new world which existed before." Do you understand? There is no sorrow in that world, no disease and no untimely death. So make effort to have such a life. You would not receive anything free. You will have to make some effort. If you sow the seeds, you will get the fruit. If you don't sow anything, how would you receive anything? This is the field of action, and through your actions on this field, you will receive the fruit. Whatever actions we sow, we receive the fruit of that. The Father is teaching us how to sow the seeds of action. It is just as you are taught farming, how the seeds are sown, how to look after them. Training is given for all of that. The Father comes and gives us training for the field of karma, on how to sow our actions, how to make our actions elevated. Sow good seeds and you will receive good fruit. When your actions are good, then whatever you sow, you will receive good fruit. If the seed of karma has no strength, if you sow bad actions, what fruit would you receive? This is what you are eating now, and so you end up crying. You are crying about what you are eating. There is sorrow and peacelessness. There is one disease or complication or other. Everything causes people sorrow, and this is why the Father says, "I now make your actions of a high quality." When seeds of that quality are sown, its fruit would be good. If the seeds are not good quality, you will not harvest good quality fruit. So our actions also have to be of a good quality. So the Father is now making the seeds of our actions of a good quality. So if you sow seeds of an elevated quality, you will receive elevated fruit. So make the seeds of your actions good and learn how to sow only that which is good. So now understand all of these things and make effort. Acha. Now let's have 2 minutes silence. Silence means I am a soul. I first come into silence and then into talky. The Father now says, let's now go to the silence world, and so let there be silence. Silence is my original religion. In order to go into that silence, he says, now let go of any attachment to your body and your bodily relations, and become detached from them. Son of the Supreme Soul, now remember me and come to my world. So now pay attention to going there. Don't think about coming down now. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. There must now be no attachment. Let go of any attachment, even to your body. Do you understand? You have to have such dana. Acha, now sit in silence. Let there be silence as you walk and move around. Silence even as you speak. How can there be silence when you are speaking? Do you know? At the time of speaking, remember to connect the yoga of your intellect. I am a soul, first a pure soul, that is, a silent soul. At the time of speaking, I must have this knowledge in me, that I am a soul and that I am speaking with these organs. So you must practice this, as though you are speaking by taking that support. Okay, now I am taking the support of these eyes. I am seeing. Whatever you need, take the support of it, and then do what you have to. If you do your work by taking support in this way, you will remain very happy, and you won't then perform any bad actions. Acha. To such sweetest, very good children, those who constantly experience silence, love, remembrance and good morning from Bap Dada and your mother. Elevated versions spoken by the Almighty Father through the body of a trance messenger. For Mateshwari. 1. O elevated daughter Radhe, every day you are engaged in this divine task, the same as I am. That is, you are a pure Vaishnav form. You are doing pure service, and this is why you are my form in a practical way. I am very far away from the children who do not follow the Father's footsteps, because children definitely have to be like their Father. This law is being established now and will continue from the Golden Age to the Silver Age. There, as is the Father, so is the child. However, in the Copper and Iron Ages, children are not like their fathers. Now, children have to make effort to become like the Father, but there it is a natural law. As is the Father, so is the child. God the Father comes practically and establishes this eternal law at the confluence age. 2. Sweet effort-making divine daughter of the sweet gardener, you now have to be very entertaining and have sweetness and make others the same. To attain the key to world sovereignty in a second, and also enable others to do this, is in your hands. Look, the Almighty, who is the master of all living beings, has now come practically onto this field of action, and the whole world is becoming a happy house. At this time, that master of all living beings is making the world function in an avyakt way. When he becomes a bodily being in a practical way and comes onto the field of action as the master, then all living beings become happy in the golden and silver ages. There the court of truth is open. Those who have made effort to attain godly happiness will receive happiness there constantly. All living beings do not receive the donation of happiness at this time. The effort made now draws the reward. Those who have yoga with God receive the donation of complete happiness from God. 3. Oh, you are that same Shakti who shows the colour of your spiritual strength, destroys this devilish world, and is establishing the divine world. Then the praise of all the Shaktis emerges. You are now being filled with that strength. You constantly have to maintain the spiritual power and status of your position, and you will then constantly have limitless happiness. You will be constantly cheerful. You should have the intoxication of, who am I? Whom do I belong to? How fortunate am I? How great is my status? You are now receiving the sovereignty of the self, and then in the golden age, you will become the prince, princess. So, how much intoxication you should have. Seeing your fortune, be happy. Look at your luck and how much of a lottery you have received through that. Oh ho, your luck is so elevated, the luck with which you receive the lottery of paradise. Understand, luckiest deity flower child. 4. At this auspicious time of the confluence, the incorporeal supreme soul himself comes in a corporeal form and opens this godly factory where any person can give his perishable straws and receive the imperishable jewels of knowledge. The purchasing of these imperishable jewels of knowledge is very subtle, and you have to purchase these with your intellect. This is not anything physical that you can see with those eyes, but because it is very refined, incognito and hidden, no one can loot it from you. By receiving the treasure of such elevated knowledge, your stage remains completely free from any other thoughts and full of happiness. Until someone purchases these imperishable jewels of knowledge, they cannot remain free from worries, carefree and free from any other thoughts. Therefore, earn these imperishable jewels of knowledge, instill them in the subtle locker of your intellect, and remain constantly free from any worries. Perishable wealth is full of sorrow, whereas this imperishable wealth of knowledge is full of happiness. 5. Just as the sun draws water from the ocean and then it rains on the high mountains, similarly, this is also showered directly by God. It is said that the Ganges emerged through the locks of Shiva. Now the nectar of knowledge is flowing through his lotus mouth, which is called an imperishable godly flow, with which you have become a pure and immortal child of Bhagirath. This is a wonderful gathering to make you the crown of the head. Any man or woman who comes here will become a crown of the head. The world is also called a mandali, gathering. Mandal means a place, so where is this mandali? In the form of Om, that is, in my original religion, whereas the whole world has forgotten its original religion and is stable in the religion of matter. You Shaktis have forgotten matter and are now stable in your original religion. 6. In this world, all human beings remember incorporeal God. They have such deep love for the one whom they haven't even seen with their eyes that they say, O God, make me merge in you. However, it is such a wonder that when God himself comes in the corporeal form, they don't recognize him. The very loving devotees of God say that wherever they look, they only see him. Even if they don't see him, they feel with the yoga of their intellects that God is everywhere. However, you say from experience that incorporeal God himself has come here in a corporeal form in a practical way. You can now come and meet me easily. However, even some of my children do not recognize God the Father in the physical form. They find the incorporeal very sweet, but if they were to recognize that incorporeal one, who is now here in the corporeal form in a practical way, they would be able to attain so much, because after all, the attainment has to be through a corporeal one. Those who consider and see God to be incorporeal and far away, who do not have any attainment, they are devotees. They do not have any of this knowledge. The knowledgeable children who know the corporeal Prabhupita, whose sweet flowers are filled with the fragrance of all the divine virtues, they offer their lives to Prabhupita, and by doing this, they receive a beautiful, divine, completely deity-like bodies for birth after birth. 7. By knowing yourself, you are able to discern between right and wrong, true and false. With this godly knowledge, you speak the truth, and so there cannot be any influence of bad company. There is the shadow of bad company on those who are ignorant. At this time, it isn't the world of truth, and because people can't trust anyone to keep their word, they want everything in writing. The words of human beings are untruth. If they were the truth, then these elevated versions would be worshipped. Just see how the true elevated versions of the Divine Father have been made into scriptures. Even today they are remembered and worshipped. By imbibing these true elevated versions, you develop godly qualities. Not just this, but while studying these, some even have visions of Sri Krishna or of Brahma. 8. Aho, the holy lotus heart, holy lotus hands, holy lotus-eyed daughter Radhe, your whole body has been transformed into a lotus flower, and your body has become pure as a lotus. However, when the soul first becomes pure, then the whole body also becomes pure, and the holy lotus body is full of deep attraction. Through God, your Father, you extinguish the fire of ignorance and awaken the enlightenment of knowledge. You have become very cool. You yourself have become cool and have become an instrument at the auspicious time of the confluence age in order to donate such true coolness to your equals. Even through your non-living images, the whole world continues to receive the donation of coolness and peace. You are now giving salvation to the whole world. Finally, showing your divine brightness, you will go and rest in the new paradise, the golden garden. Acha. Blessing, may you be a fortunate soul who unlocks all treasures with the key of the word Baba. Even if you are unable to know or speak about the details of knowledge, by just taking the one word Baba into your heart and telling others about it from your heart, you can become a special soul. In front of the world, you become a great soul and worthy of being praised, because the one word Baba is the key to all treasures and all fortune. The way to use the key is to know this in your heart and to accept it with your heart. Say from your heart, Baba, and the treasures are constantly present. Slogan: you have love for Bap Dada, and so out of love, sacrifice the old world. Om Shanti.